Protesters build embattlements during siege of Minnesota Police HQ. By Bob Price on April 14, 2021. Protesters in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, began placing embattlements on the streets outside the police headquarters building as the city's curfew approached. They also carried improved shielding to allow protesters to hide from police projectiles while they throw objects at the police. Washington Examiner reporter Nick Rowan tweeted a video showing protesters erecting embattlements on the street to provide cover for protesters attacking police. pic.twitter.com/bbmagtfbzt. Nick Rowan, at NYSC's Tempery, April 15, 2021. A video tweeted by Daily Caller journalist Richie McGinnis shows the defensive tactics in operation as police fire crowd control munitions. Protesters have upped their shield game big time. Police already shooting riot munitions at these wooden barricades. Stay tuned to see how this plays out. pic.twitter.com/jinbrmz2. Richie McGee, at Richie McGinnis, April 15, 2021. As the curfew hour approached, police declared a demonstration to be an unlawful assembly. Unlawful assembly has been declared at the Brooklyn Center Police Department. #DauntyWrightPic.twitter.com/CZJD7B65CS. Jorge Ventura Media, at Ventura Report, April 15, 2021. Following the unlawful assembly announcement, police began deploying gas in an attempt to move the crowd back from the fencing. Police have opened the gate and begun tear gassing. pic.twitter.com/i6p69dimagus. Nick Rowan, at NYSC's Tempery, April 15, 2021. Another group began a Fuck the Police dance party away from the front lines. F the Police dance party. pic.twitter.com/6kij15. Nick Rowan, at NYSC's Tempery, April 15, 2021. The situation began to escalate as protesters began launching fireworks and throwing projectiles at police officers. The police responded by throwing flashbangs into the crowd, Fox News national correspondent Lauren Blanchard tweeted. Seen now outside the Brooklyn Center Police Department, lot of escalation between protesters and police. Protesters are lighting fireworks and throwing projectiles. Police using flashbangs. pic.twitter.com/mnac13neo. Lauren Blanchard, at Lauren Blanch 12, April 15, 2021. Hundreds of people gathered late Wednesday afternoon outside the Brooklyn Center Police Headquarters. National Guardsmen and state police moved in to protect the building during the fourth night of protest following the shooting of 20-year-old Daunte Wright by police on Sunday. Earlier on Wednesday, the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehensions arrested former Brooklyn Center police officer Kimberly Potter on charges of manslaughter too. The former officer was processed and released after she posted a $100,000 bond. If convicted on the charge, she could face anywhere from probation to 10 years in state prison. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Pticks and Facebook.